Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm your host, Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, a boutique firm that is home to over 30 real estate sales and marketing agents who service home buyers and home sellers throughout Boston, the South Shore, the South Coast, and Cape Cod. Our firm takes pride in assisting our clients in the next chapter of their lives by taking a holistic approach to their real estate endeavors. We believe that every move should be a moving experience. Every week, my co-host Melissa Wallace and I will provide you with my team's unique marketing approach to selling homes and share with you our expertise in navigating the home buying process. We value the experience of our agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so much that not only will you hear my perspective on real estate topics, occasionally you will hear the expert thoughts and opinions of our experienced agents at Boston Connect Real Estate. Be a part of our roundtable. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and wherever you like to listen to podcasts at Talk Real Estate Roundtable. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me and my team to discuss your real estate needs, you can connect with me at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And hello to all our South Shore neighbors. I think there's an echo, but my name is Melissa Wallace, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. I am joined live and in studio with the one and only Sharon McNamara, who is the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate. Hello, Sharon.
Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Good.
Yeah.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. Well, I'm lying, actually. I feel good.
I know that you're lying.
I know. Why did I do that? Yeah, you know what? The truth is I'm not feeling great, so I'm going to... Today's such an important show. I wanted to be here, but I've been down and out for a couple days and don't know what it is. So if anybody knows of some stomach type thing going around where it feels like you're being stabbed stomach with an ice pick, let me know.
Yeah, I think there's some, like... virus or something going around.
So, keep
your distance, lady.
Yeah, I know. Well, today's day three of it, and I wish I was feeling a little bit better, but I'm here and I'm dedicated to talking about this subject. And if it doesn't get better, I'll go to the doctor's later, I guess.
Yeah. This subject is something
it's
that
weird
is
weird that it's just you echoing, huh?
Yeah, it's somewhere. I can hear it somewhere on a different phone or something.
Okay.
but yeah, it's this subject, and Sharon's going to get sort of into that, but she's handling something right now. But, you know, this subject is something that is very prominent right now in our industry, sort of in our realm, world, whatever you want to call it. It's all over the news. There is some chatter.
Yeah, there's a lot of chatter.
I don't know how else to put it other than there's some chatter because some of it's wrong, some of it's right, some of it's
there's a lot of gray.
Yeah, some of it's gray.
A lot of gray, just like today.
Yeah.
And we have Tim in studio in Marshfield. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, good morning.
Thanks for being with us this morning. And I don't know if you've heard anything about the chatter. I know I spoke a little bit in detail yesterday with Rob Hakala. Obviously, he does every morning over at WATD. And it's been, you know, a conversation that's been in the news, national news. We've been hearing a lot about it. I don't know, Tim, have you been watching the news and seeing anything about this NAR settlement? So NAR stands for National Association of Realtors.
I have heard a little bit about it. I know it's regarding commissions for the realtors and everything.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, that's what it is. So, and there's a lot of, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to do this is just because there's just the craziness that I'm seeing. Now, I've been in this industry for 21 years. I've seen a lot of regulation changes. I've seen a lot of changes with markets and everything that goes on in our industry. I am a, we'll get into what being a realtor actually means. And I've, you know, dedicated a lot of time to different boards. And right now I do sit on the Massachusetts Association of Realtors. I sit on the grievance board committee there. So I am very much invested in my association. But there are things that, you know, everybody questions certain things, right? So there are things about this that I am questioning. There are things about this that have me concerned. And the things that have me concerned have nothing to do with my commission.
Mm-hmm.
In a, like, for me, like, mm-hmm. I'm not concerned about the outcome of what will happen to me. My concern is the outcome and how this is going to affect potentially consumers and buyers
yeah.
of homes,
yeah.
in particular veterans, first-time home buyers, people who don't have a lot of liquidity in their cash. Those yeah. are the people I'm worried about. So to our WATV listeners and to all of our Facebook friends who are watching us on Facebook Live as well on Boston Connect Real Estate, if these are any of the people that you know, potentially, maybe you have a veteran in your family that you know wants to use their well-deserved veteran benefits,
yeah.
This is a show for you. If you know anybody who is thinking about buying their first home or just starting out, this is going to be a show for you to listen to and understand. If you have gone through any type of life change or chapter that has potentially depleted your savings because of a health issue, potentially a death in your family, a divorce, all kinds of things that really happen in life mm-hmm. where it depletes your liquidity in cash,
yeah.
this will be a show for you to listen to.
Yeah, and just talking about your cash flow and everything, we had Jasmine Glasgow from Maritime Mortgage. I'm sporting the Maritime Mortgage merch right now if you're watching us on Facebook.
I did text her this morning, but Herman's making her have a real estate-free day. But maybe yeah. some of my listeners are on Clubhouse. My friends on Clubhouse, if any of you have Mark, maybe you can ping him and see if he can come into this conversation as well. That would be great.
Yeah, I was just saying with Jasmine, she joined us for three shows and we talked about credit and credit scores and everything. But one of the topics that we did discuss in her three shows was, you know, life happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you may have certain cash flow one day and the next day you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about credit. It's just really as a whole being able to invest in your future with real estate. So we've had several in-depth discussions as a company the past couple weeks ever since this sort of broke.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about it beforehand as well, and you know, we're having another discussion, and what I love so much about our office is that we all come together and we discuss this together. You know, nobody is, you know, making their, I don't want to say freaking out, but just everybody knows that we can come together, and we are coming together, and we're yeah. talking about it together, and we're going to yeah. make decisions as a company together.
Together, yeah. And that's one of the advantages of having a small boutique, right?
Yeah.
That I love, you know, I have so much confidence in the agents who are in our office. You know, I see them showing up for all of our trainings. I see them being very invested in what this all means. I like to, as the broker owner of this company, and I am a full-time realtor. I am still out there in the field helping people buy and sell homes. But I love that as a broker, I'm allowing our agents to make a lot of decisions when it comes to next steps. And I'm just going to put it out there. And again, I love my association for the most part, but the decisions that they're making, I'm not sure if they align with how our agents feel. And I will get into that a little mm-hmm. bit more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get going. If you are listening to WATD this morning, please know that you can call into the studio. You can ask us questions. If anything gets heated or if we have disagreements on how this really looks and feels, I will have to move on to mm-hmm. other topics, because this isn't about an argument. This is about educating
mm-hmm.
and advising and giving my opinion
yeah.
and you giving yours.
Yeah. And honestly, there may be things that we can't touch upon,
yes.
And that is just something that ethically we're not supposed to be speaking about publicly. But
and too, the big part of this, again, everyone can probably hear the seriousness in my voice about this. There, under no circumstances can I. I'm not going to talk about numbers. I mean, it's weird because I'm really not talking to another agent, but I know other agents and other companies do listen to this, so I do not, certain things I can't bring up just because of antitrust violations, so I'd like to stay intact with, mm-hmm. Federal laws, so I won't hit upon some things, but if you want to call in, 781-837-4900, again, the number at WATD is 781-837-4900, you can also text to that number as well, you can also feel free, you can text me personally, I'll grab my phone again, that's out there, actually, Mel, can you grab that, it's right in the front of my thing there, 781-294-4848. That is my cell phone, 781-294-4848. If you're on Facebook, you can send us a message that way. Melissa is watching that. And, of course, I have my friends from Clubhouse who are joining us, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about them joining me every week. However, this week I'm particularly excited about it because some of them are in areas that they're in other parts of the country, and they're doing things differently than we are, too. So figures my phone is frozen on that, so I'm not even sure if that's working anymore, but I hope it is. All right, so should we get into it? And with the callers, if you call into WATD this morning, because I really do want this to be somewhat interactive, and I want your opinion as a seller and as a buyer, we have Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks gift cards. So we'll make sure that Tim takes down your phone number and your address, and we'll make sure that we get you a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts gift card for calling in today. All right, let's roll.
Okay, so it's been all over the news. I know that there's some, people who, turn on their TV, they're going to hear about it. They already might have formed an opinion, whatever. I want to get into sort of not dumbing it down, but like just making sure that we know the facts beforehand. So can you explain what National Association of Realtors are, what the Massachusetts Association of Realtors are, and sort of how that intermingles with, agency and designations.
Yes. Okay. So when you, and I talked to Charlie Burke, my friend, yesterday. Charlie Burke, you've heard me talk about him. Oh, yeah. Tim, I'm sorry. Melissa just shut off my volume. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yep. So it's funny that I think of Tim every single morning on Saturdays when I get dressed because I'm like, what do I have on that's dangly? So, I have to unmute. That's why they can't hear me. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Megan. They couldn't hear us because I wasn't unmuted. Sorry about that. So to our Clubhouse listeners, too, if any of you have any suggestions, Megan, if you can just watch the room for me, if you want to bring other people in, if someone could ping in Mark, that would be great. Jasmine could not join us this morning, or any other loan officers that you know. If we have any loan officers that are listening, feel free to call in as well. So I'm going to really dumb it down. If we have to continue this into Tuesday, we will. Okay. So first of all, I talked to Charlie Burke. He owns Mass Academy of Real Estate in Braintree. He is a very good friend of mine. We talk about this. We have been talking about this in depth. And some of the confusion around it. When you go to Charlie, you take the class, 40 hours, to get your real estate license, right? So you take that class, and then you go and you take the test with the state. And there are two parts of it. There's a state version, and then I guess there's a national version, parts of the test. That, once you pass that test, that now says you are a real estate agent for the state of Massachusetts, okay? And when you're a real estate agent for the state of Massachusetts, that means that you can help people buy and sell homes in the state of Massachusetts. Doesn't matter where, anywhere in Massachusetts. I can go to the Cape and the Islands. I can go out to Worcester if I wanted to. That's another story for another day if you should do that. But we all hear the term realtor, right? R-E-A-L-T-O-R, right? Realtor. And sometimes it's really hard for us to say because I just want to say realtor.
Realtor.
Realtor. I'm a realtor. But anyways, so when you, the reason why you hear the word realtor, that is because a person who is, not everybody is a realtor, okay? Mm-hmm. A realtor would be a person, a real estate agent, who has opted to join the National Association of Realtors, okay? It's an association. That's what gives us sort of that title, that designate. It's not really a designation, but like I can't say, I remember one time I did this video thing and it was Realtor on the Run. Mm-hmm. Realtor is not a a noun. Mm-hmm. It is more of, I guess, an adjective maybe. I don't know. Like it's sort of a description. Mm-hmm. Sharon McNamara, comma, Realtor. Okay. Yeah. So I'm part of this association. This association, you know, they go to Capitol Hill and they fight a lot of battles for us. And, you know, we pay dues. I would say yearly it's about, what, $700 for us to pay our national dues, yeah, like our dues. So national, that's one part of it when you're part of the National Association of Realtors. Then you have to join your state level of the association. So there's Massachusetts Association of Realtors. That's MAR. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you join a local board. So here we are on the South Shore. So we used to be Plymouth.
Plymouth. Used to be Pass.
Yeah. Pass. Yeah. Plymouth, yeah. Whatever. And now it's just South Shore Realtors, right? Yeah. And then there are other ones. There's Greater Boston. There's the Berkshires. There's Cape and the Islands. I just happen to be an affiliate of all of them just because I am the broker owner of it and I am a realtor. So I am amongst all of those. The lawsuit that happened, it happened to the National Association of Realtors. It started in Missouri, okay? In Massachusetts, we use, when we're working with our clients and we're using any type of a form or a contract, our office uses the Massachusetts Association of Realtors forms, right? Mm-hmm. So we're using what we say, MAR forms, right? Yeah. So those are the forms we're using. Every state has their own set of forms, their own bylaws, their own regulations, their own everything. Perhaps maybe that should be changed, where we're all doing the same damn thing.
I know, I never really thought about it like before all of this. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, they could be using something that is totally the opposite of what we're using, and yet we're a part of the same association. So if they get in trouble, we get in trouble.
Amen, sister.
And I didn't think that. I didn't think about that until this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is truly where we are. And again, every state having a different form. One thing that I am sure of is that Massachusetts is very good with their forms. Mm-hmm. We have been doing things correctly. Okay, yeah. So I don't want anyone in Massachusetts getting all woo, 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 like, you know, I'm owed this, I'm owed that. Yes, it's a class action suit. You will get a postcard in the mail. If your MLS was part of the association. Okay, so now, again, I'm breaking this down as easily as I can. And Tim, I hate to say this, but as sort of like our layman in the crowd that can actually talk back and forth to me, please let me know if I'm not explaining something and it needs to be more in detail, if you don't mind, okay?
All right.
I love you. So, and I can say that to the world. I just told everybody in the world I loved him. So, okay. So,
I love you too.
Yeah. So with our forms, they're very, very, they're, the way that our forms are written, again, are very exact and very to the point.
Matter of fact.
This is it.
This is what you're agreeing to.
Yep.
Sign it or don't.
Exactly. Right. So I just sort of lost my train of thought because I was going to explain something else. Okay. So I'll just, am I missing something there?
No.
Okay.
You're good.
All right. So now I've explained what it is to be a real estate agent in the state of Massachusetts and for every other state, by the way. They have to take a class and take a test. The next thing I explained was, what is the difference between a real estate agent and a realtor? Mm-hmm. Not everybody is a realtor, okay?
Yeah.
Only people who opt to. This is, I'm telling you out loud, and I hope that at some point somebody listens to a rerun of this from the National Association of Realtors. I would like to see some changes, okay? And one of the changes I would like to see is the fact that I, Sharon, as the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, if I am a realtor, then every agent who hangs their license in our home will have to then be a realtor too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I choose not to be a realtor as the broker owner of this firm, then none of them can be.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I am very passionate about, and I'm letting you know I am going to be taking this to the top somehow. Our agents are independent contractors, okay? My agents get 1099'd at the end of the year. My agents are not employees.
Yeah.
What that means on our state level is if they are not an employee, I cannot tell them what to do, when to do it, or how to do it. They are not employees.
Yes.
But yet I have this association that's hanging over my head telling me that I am mandated to tell them that they have to be whatever I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I feel. This is how I am in politics as well. By the way, I'm not going to get into politics, but how I am in politics very much so is my decision and my opinions shouldn't impact what anybody else does or what they're forced to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is something I want to see changed. The worry that they probably have about doing that is a lot of agents would probably leave even if their broker was a realtor.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's something that I do want to change. The reason why I wanted to bring this topic up, and again, if you are listening and you want to talk about this, 781-837-4900, Tim will get you over to us. Okay? Why I wanted to talk about this is because this one cracked me up this morning. I looked. The New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Four ways this settlement could change the housing industry.
Yeah.
CNN came out with something, and I have a bunch of screenshots. The end of 6% commissions, right? No more standardized commissions. Yeah. I just want to state for the record, there have never been standardized commissions.
Yeah.
Ever. It has always been negotiable. In fact, some people do negotiate that. Some people are okay with what you are suggesting. When you have a listing agreement with somebody, you're negotiating back and forth.
This is what I feel my worth is.
Exactly. This is my value. What did Mark say? Like, I'm going out to earn my value or whatever?
Yeah.
This is my value. This is what I charge. Do you want to hire me?
Do you want to hire me?
Or do you not?
Yeah.
Right? So this one here, I had to print this one. Four ways a settlement could change the housing industry from the New York Times. Home prices will drop. Wrong. The 6% commission will cease to be the norm.
Wrong.
There was never a norm. Okay. Steering, the practice of agents directing buyers to more expensive homes will be less common. I don't know if anyone on, I know I only have a couple people listening to Clubhouse because everyone's sick of, agents are sick of talking about this, but that one is new to me. Like that one, when I read that one, the practice of agents directing buyers to a more expensive houses will be less common. Pathetic, New York Times. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
To even think that I, as a professional who has been in this business for 21 years, would even indicate to the national people, because I know the New York Times is a local newspaper for some part, but let's face it, everybody reads the New York Times, right? That you would even suggest that I am staring and that we as professionals would only take our clients to expensive homes because of our commission. Pathetic.
Well, that's why we have such that's why for so long there's been such a stigma with realtors, like, oh, like why people don't want to hire one, or like it's because of like headlines like this that just aren't true.
Mm-hmm. And I truly wish, if any of my past buyers are listening to this show right now, please call in. Because I 100% know, I've sold over 700 homes in my career, right? There would be not one client that could tell you that I have ever steered them towards looking. For me, I'm saying, listen, I specifically had this conversation with a client one time. She was saying, well, I won't do my Starbucks coffee every morning. I won't do this every morning. Basic little life things. And I go, that is absolutely positively not how you buy a house.
Yeah.
That is not how you buy a house.
Yeah.
All right. So that's untrue. So New York Times, I want to battle you on that. Okay. You heard it. You heard it live. Sharon McNamara, Boston Connect Real Estate, 781-294-4848. Someone from the New York Times, please call me.
Battle her.
We're having a battle.
We're having
a
battle.
It's like a dance off, my friends. So, and then about 1 million real estate agents could leave the profession. I don't know where they're coming up with a million.
I don't know about a million, but I do think that there will be people who live, just like every other industry in the world, people leave all the time.
And I think they should.
Yeah.
That's how I
change,
feel.
Change. And really, is it change? Yes. But is it change? No.
No.
Like,
it's gray.
It's gray. So it's like, you know, what anything big that happens in any industry, there are people that leave. You know, any regulations, rules, laws that come into play, people leave industries all the time. It's just this is the hot topic right now.
Yep. So about 1 million agents could leave the profession. Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's 1 million, but whatever. There will be a lot of agents that are going to leave. And I'm letting you know, there's probably 1 million that should. Yeah. And I know I'm not trying to upset anybody out there. Honestly, I know a lot of agents on the South Shore listen to this show. I know a lot of agents listen to our podcast. I know I'm talking to, I have some friends that are here nationally. I am not speaking directly to you. I am saying that there are some agents out there that should not be in this business. Because one thing I know for sure, as my career has gone forward and things have changed, there are so many more things that real estate agents have to do to do their job well. I listen to my friends every morning on Clubhouse and at night. And honestly, I just saw Rue from Orlando just joined. Last night, I don't even know what time it was because I was doubled over on the couch. And she's sending, it had to have been 9-ish, 9:30. Just got back from my CMA. She was out that late working with clients. You know, like, you know, professionals are out there doing this full time. I will say that out loud. I think if you are a real estate agent right now, if you are hiring a real estate agent right now, the very first question I would ask them is, are you doing this full time?
Yeah.
Because we're starting to see this again. The fruit is not dropping off the trees and into your hand anymore. Yeah. So the agents are, you know, the agents who are like, oh, this isn't easy anymore. I'm going to go back and get my full-time job.
Yeah.
You know, they're not available to us as full-time agents to answer phone calls, to be there for inspections, to do any of the things that you need to be doing on a full-time basis. Do we have a question?
No, Charlie Burke, who you talked about earlier in the show, he commented on Facebook. He said, these articles are written by people who don't understand the industry. It's like a carpenter telling a chef how to cook a meal.
Yeah. Oh, Charlie, I know you have Clubhouse. So if you want to go on to Clubhouse and just look for Talk Real Estate Roundtable, I have that connected right to the show. So if you want to pipe in, I would love to hear from you. I didn't realize that Charlie was watching earlier, and I said how much I love him. He's a very good friend, and he's so smart, and I love being able to text him when I'm confused, and I love being able to throw things off of him when I don't know the answers. So again, that's Charlie Burke. He is the owner of Mass Academy of Real Estate down in Braintree, and he teaches classes and CE and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I talked to him yesterday. Actually, I'm going to collaborate with him. I don't know if he wants to do it as on his own, but I just want to have a class for teaching real estate. I told him I'm never going to use riparian rights so long as I live. 21 years in the business, never talked about riparian rights.
Well, you talk about it now.
I'm talking about it now. Okay, so that clears the air. Tim, you're following along, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yes, 100%.
Okay. What a realtor is, what a real estate agent is, what that all means.
Okay.
Okay. What's the lawsuit about? Do you want to talk about that part?
Well, no. I wanted to ask you the questions because I know that you're so passionate about this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I know that you have a message that you want to get across. So we've figured out who sort of the background is. What is the lawsuit about and who is involved in this lawsuit?
Okay. So the class action lawsuit, the original part of this was filed. And again, I am not an attorney. I'm getting all my facts from Realtor directly from, you know, from NAR. So the class action suit was originally filed in 2019. That, I believe, is when Trump was in office. Not that that matters at this very point, but then just putting that out there. It was on behalf of 500,000 home sellers in Missouri and bordering towns. Okay, so this is where I want everybody here to sort of slow down. Oh, I know what I was going to say earlier, too. This class action suit, well, I'll get to it. Remind me the MLS part of it, okay,
yes.
When we get to the class
mm-hmm.
action suit, okay? So the verdict stated that the defendants, which would be the realtors, conspired to require home sellers to pay the broker representing the buyer of their homes in violation of federal antitrust laws. All right, so I'm going to dumb that down. So what they were trying to say, so there was an attorney who said, hey, I'm going to start a class action suit. And he got sellers on board with him and said, mm-hmm. yeah, I think this is a great idea. You know what? I want some money. So that's what they did. Again, I have no idea about Missouri forms, so I'm not even going to claim that I do.
I'd like to see one.
Me too. Yeah, I'm sure we could do that.
Yeah,
I'm sure
we could
figure
one out.
Yeah, I'm sure Charlie's listening. He can get us. He can find anything. Yeah. Okay, so what that was saying is that the sellers are now under the impression that they are paying the buyers. Okay, and this is, I'm going to explain this.
Buyer's agent,
exactly. I am going to explain this and how they're seeing this, okay? There are two schools of thought on this. I am letting you know that. I am at the point, and this is what I talked to Charlie about in depth. I think we were on the phone for over an hour yesterday. The way I see things and the way that some other people see things and the way that it's being depicted out there are different, okay? So there's one school of thought that the I'm going to tell you how I see it, okay?
Okay.
This is how I see it. My listing agreement says, dear Mr. Seller, it doesn't say dear, but yeah. They are all dears, okay? So it's Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you're selling your home. The broker fee for this is going to be this amount,
mm-hmm.
okay? So I tell them what I charge,
yeah.
right? It's the common question. What do you charge to sell my house?
Yeah.
I say, this is what I charge to sell your house. In Massachusetts, our forms also say, and again, I don't know why, because I don't think it's even necessary. Pretend you're the seller, okay? We're going to role play here.
I'm selling my house.
You're selling? No, you're not. You just bought
it. No, I'm not.
Yeah. So I'm going to charge you this amount. Mm-hmm. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we agree on that. Mrs. Seller, I just want to let you know, according to Massachusetts and the forms that I'm using, I don't even know if it's even per Massachusetts. It's just the form. So through the association, I don't have to tell you anything, by
yeah.
the way, if that's what Charlie would say. I'm hoping Charlie's listening. But I'm letting you know, the amount that you're giving me, and I'm just using round numbers out there for anyone who's listening. I'm not saying this is the way you have to do it. I'm just or the way I do it. I'm just giving examples. I'm charging you this amount. So at the end of this transaction, you are going to pay me this amount. Let's just make up numbers. You're going to owe me, if we did the percentage of after what your house sold, let's just say that ended up being $20,000, okay? Because
oh,
okay. I can't use percentages in really, right? I'm just, because I'm not giving
20,000 apples.
20,000, right? That's what you're going to owe me.
Okay.
Okay? Perfect. Mr. Seller, I just want to let you know, because I'm going to put this through MLS, I'm going to put it on the MLS, the Multiple Listing Service, MLS PIN, Pinergy, I am now advertising your home to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
MLS is the hub of all other sources out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see this on every single website you go to. Are you going to Zillow? Are you going to Realtor.com? Are you going to Trulia? Are you going to BostonConnect.com? Wherever the hell you're going, that's where you're
yeah.
going to find your listing. Okay?
Yes.
There are going to be buyers that are going to tell their agent that they want to see this property because it's in MLS. So once it's in MLS, I am then saying to those buyer's agents, hey, buyer's agents.
Who already have a relationship with their buyer.
Exactly. That I am, and this is quote unquote an excerpt from the handbook of the Multiple Listing Service policy. Okay. In filing the property with the Multiple Listing Service, participants, that would be me, right, and the other agents, make blanket unilateral offers of compensation to the other MLS participants and shall therefore specify on each listing
mm-hmm.
filed with this service, MLS, mm-hmm. the compensation being offered. Now listen to this, okay? And I highlighted it.
Mm-hmm.
No one can see me, but people up there can, okay? I'm going to read that again. Specify on each listing filed with MLS the compensation being offered by the listing broker to other MLS participants. This is necessary because cooperating participants have the right to know what their compensation will be prior to commencing their efforts to sell. So this is how we're getting into this. So the lawsuit is basically saying, I'm just going to finish that thought. So what I'm saying to the world out there in MLS, hey, I'm going to give you, if this percentage works out and it's $20,000, I'm going to give you half of it, okay? Yeah. All right? Because I can't really talk about percentages. Yeah. Nothing is standard. Everything is negotiable, blah, blah, okay? You've heard it twice, three times. So that's what it is, okay? So you know, as a buyer's agent, let's just say that Mary Horton was your buyer's agent. Mm-hmm. That's a terrible example because she's on my team.
Tracy
Grady is your buyer's
agent.
She's
listening. Hello, yep. Tracy.
Tracy Grady is your buyer's agent. So Tracy Grady goes into MLS and she sees that you have, well, you're actually the seller, so we need a buyer somewhere. It's getting confusing, see? So you're the seller.
Yeah.
I work for you.
I want to buy Mark McNamara's house.
Okay. Then we're switching it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to keep
I'm the seller.
You're going to keep you the seller, okay?
So Mark McNamara wants to
Tracy,
buy my house.
Yeah, Tracy Grady comes with her client.
Yeah.
Tracy goes into MLS and she says, oh, I can see that Sharon has a new listing. She put it through MLS and she is compensating the buyer's agent this amount, this percentage of the net sale, okay? This first wave of this 2019 lawsuit, it ended up changing some things back then, but I don't know that everyone was paying attention. And then suddenly you were able to see exactly what that amount was publicly.
Yeah.
Because that was part of the what they thought was staring. Only the agents could see what the buyer's agents were being compensated.
Yeah.
Again, the buyer's agent was getting compensated by the listing broker. How this got all fluffed up, I have no idea. Because in Missouri, the seller is saying, why am I paying the buyer's agent?
Yeah.
You're not. In my eyes, you are not.
Yeah.
And I don't know if someone needs to bring me to the DOJ.
Well, here's the thing. How I've been thinking about it all week is, like, as a listing agent, I have an agreement with my client, my seller.
Yep.
This is how much I am, I feel my value is. You've agreed to that. I just want to let you know that I will be offering X amount to a buyer's agent per, not only do I want to, you know, compensate somebody for their efforts as well and making sure that your house sells, but I also have an agreement with MLS.
Yes.
I have it. You don't have an agreement, Mr. Seller. You do not.
No.
So you aren't offering it.
Yeah.
I'm offering it because I have an agreement with MLS.
Yes. And that, and this is from the handbook. I'll read it again. In filing property with the multiple listing service, participants make blanket unilateral offers of compensation to other MLS participants. Tracy is another participant. And in this scenario, right? I mean, she is, but... Okay, we have a caller already.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes.
All right.
We have Jay in Marshfield.
Hello, Jay from Marshfield. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. What can I do for you this morning?
Okay, for some odd reason, I'm not hearing you guys on my phone, but you guys can hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine. Oh, but you know what? Do you have your, whatchamacallit on?
Do you have your radio on?
Do you have your radio on?
Just 'cause there's an echo.
It's not him, it's me.
Oh,
we're in a different studio, and the way I feed you the audio is a little different, so it's going to sound weird.
Okay.
Okay, now I can hear you guys.
Perfect.
Okay, so I just woke up. I just tuned in to you
guys.
Good
morning.
Good morning. I tune in on and off with you guys. You guys have an awesome radio show.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know if this has been mentioned. I think what it all comes down to is the amount. Just my opinion. I know realtors work their butt off. I get that. But at the end of the day, I don't think this has been mentioned. Excuse me. Let's just say that Sharon works for, and I'm going to just say Cindy's Real Estate.
Let's just say Boston Connect Real Estate, since I own it.
Okay, we'll do that. So, when you hire a realtor, you hire Cindy, She does the closing. She sells everything. She does all the hard work. Does Boston Connect get a portion of that cost that we're all talking about right now? And then she ends up getting her part. And then there's a part that has to go to the buyer's agent. Am I correct in that?
Yes. So, and that's what, excuse me, Jay, that's what we're breaking down right now, right? So I, as the broker of the company, am, we're in the contract. So any agent that works for me at Boston Connect Real Estate, yes, we call it a, it's a commission split. What their split is with the company. And there are different splits in different organizations. That is honestly a cost of doing business and keeping the lights on, and honestly having the tools and mechanisms that are necessary in today's market in order to sell a home in the best way. So our job is, my job as a broker is to give the most amount of tools, education, advising, mentoring that I can to my agents so they are best equipped to help their buyer clients and their seller clients. And those things cost money, unfortunately. To be honest with you, we are on the bottom of the totem pole as real estate agents. There are a lot of things that happen above us. And the fees to have a company, what I have to pay to the state, the requirements that I have for E&O insurance, the requirements I have. I just want to let you know, here's a, one good example. My Office 365, this is just one item. Office 365, to have email in my office, so it doesn't say Sharon at Gmail, it says at bostonconnect.com, because that's more professional, and the barriers that we have on that for spam and getting hacked and all that, we got a bill in January for $9,500. Like, that's just one tool.
So, and this is why I'm bringing this up, because it's not, it's just, I think a lot of people don't realize. It had nothing to do with the real estate market. It's not my profession. I'm just saying a lot of people don't realize the cost of doing business. I mean, look at insurance rates. Look at our own homeowners and auto insurance rates, what that's going on. I mean, it's despicable in this state. But that's why I'm bringing this up. It's there's a lot of costs involved. And I think when it all comes down to it, people just look at that top figure. Well, that's a lot of money. Well, when you take that, I mean, we could turn around and apply this to the car dealerships. I mean, there's a lot. The car dealership has to make their cut, and then just scrolls down. And when it all comes down to it, the main person who's doing the main work gets pennies. I mean, I'm just being sarcastic, but it's true.
At the end of the day, it is all divided, right? So, like, if I'm the broker owner, and I treat myself like an agent, by the way, for Boston Connect Real Estate. I have two different hats here. But any of my agents, like Tracy Grady, who's on this show a lot as a full-time agent, she's on Facebook right now, you know, she has a split with the company. And, you know, she understands that, but she also understands the value that we give. And, you know, here's something silly that you might not even think about. Yes, I pay for helium. I pay for balloons. I pay for the string. Do you know how expensive all that stuff is? Like,
It all adds up.
I also want to make a point. I also want to make a point as well, and I'm glad that you brought it up. It's not just, so you're thinking about it from the company standpoint and the split with the company, but think about, you know, the realtors who are listing agents and the money that they're putting up front for their listings. So yes, this is my value and this is the percentage that I'm charging. Yes, it might, it might look like a big number, but not only am I going to be sharing that with a buyer's agent who was so kind to bring a buyer to your home. Probably over asking and probably giving you exactly what you like.
Thank you. That's a very good point. And that's the thing. People wouldn't be getting as much money on their homes if it wasn't for our negotiation skills and our professionalism.
But also, they, before a buyer even comes into play, I'm going to put up $500 for photography. I'm going to put up, you know, drone money for drone. I'm going to market your property the best of the best, because
floor plans,
you know, assign, like, doing not only just video. Your personal time with the open houses, with the private showings, with the this, this, and this, and, you know, let's be honest, sometimes you are like a therapist because there are certain things.
Oh, yeah. You're dealing with the public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that is all, that's all before anything.
And what you just brought up, I'm sorry, what you just brought up. Now, when you have someone, say I'm selling my house, we have a contract, and I believe that we could also put in there, well, if you don't sell my house in 6 months, I'm walking. So that means, I'm assuming now, because I'm being fair on this, I see both sides, that means that you could end up losing all that money you put out to sell my house.
Yes. And we have.
And we do not get compensated until the house is sold.
Yeah.
You know, we don't. And that's the thing. And this is talking about the listing side of it. And really, we are definitely going to have to continue this because it's the buyers that I'm worried about. So, Jay, I'm going to, did you have any other comments that you wanted to make about this before?
Well, I think we, as consumers out here, we don't know the whole picture.
And that's what I'm here for you today.
Right. And I think that's what we need. I think we need more shows like yours explaining the detail of things.
Yeah.
And I think the general public will end up learning more and going, hey, what they're trying to do is kind of wrong in its own way. And that things should be addressed and done correctly for the fairness of everyone.
Exactly, 100%. Yeah. And I did call Alyssa McNamara. Her show is after Oz, and I asked if she had a guest because I was going to try to do this for 2 hours today, but she already had a guest. So my guess is that we will be bringing this up again, and I'm happy to do that because I really want to get the truth out because what you're reading and what you're seeing on a national level is not true. All right, Jay, thank you so much for always listening. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Jay.
All right, thanks, Jay. So that was Jay from Marshfield. Yep, and he always has some great questions for us.
Okay. I think he's called him before, too. Yeah.
Yes. So this first part of the lawsuit, anyways, it was 500 home. And what they were saying, so I just explained to you how it works for us, okay? And that's how I see it, okay? I am the one that's paying. And we use this analogy a lot. If I go into a restaurant and I sit at the bar and I, you know, Mark and I have dinner and a couple drinks, we give $200 to the bartender.
Yeah.
I don't ask the bartender what she's doing with that money afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't. None of my business.
Yeah.
I just paid her. Okay.
Yeah.
So then something else happened in 2019 with the mortgage industry and TRID, and they had to show exactly where all the money
every
was going.
Dollar,
right.
Was, yeah.
So now I'm going to say, as that scenario I just gave before, it would say, okay, on the seller side, it looks very much like a balance sheet. Used to be called a HUD, now called a CD, right? A closing disclosure. It will say, on the seller side, Mr. Seller, Mrs. Seller, you agreed to pay, and I'm just using numbers, $20,000 to sell your home.
Mm-hmm.
And then that money would go to Boston Connect Real Estate. I would hand you the check, and then you would, with that check, say, okay, ABC Realty had the buyer for that.
I have an agreement with MLS to market your property so and compensate somebody who is also a part of MLS.
Yep.
And that's how it gets out there.
Yes. And I read that.
It's my agreement.
Yes. It's my agreement through MLS. And it says right here, being offered by the listing broker to the other MLS participants. So you agreed to pay me this amount. Now my job with you is done. It shouldn't really matter to you what I'm doing with it.
Yeah.
You agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
With that money, I am. I'm paying the photographer. I'm doing this. I'm doing that, right? I'm also agreeing through MLS that I'm going to pay this buyer's agent. Well, when TRID happened, they wanted to see exactly, this is where I get a little whatever, shaken up a bit, like what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see where all the money was going. Should have just been one line item. The seller is paying Boston Connect Real Estate. It got changed, and it said, okay, now the seller, it had a line item, Boston Connect Real Estate, $10,000, ABC Realty, $10,000. So in Missouri, where this started, when the seller was looking at that, they said, why am I paying the buyer's agent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shouldn't the buyer be paying their agent?
Okay. So that's one train of thought. We're definitely going to have to continue. I'm so bummed about this because I could go on for 2 hours. The other train of thought on this whole thing, okay? This is where, so that's one way of thinking of it. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how a lot of people see it. There are other people who are out there training on this and other people who are talking about this, and this is how they see it. The buyer is the one that's bringing the money to the closing, okay? So they're actually the ones that are paying the commission, That is not true. And I talked to Charlie about this yesterday, and the way that he worded it, and if I'm wrong, Charlie, let me know. Once the buyer gives the money for mm-hmm. the house, it's no longer the buyer's money. Mm-hmm. You gave the seller their money to buy this house. So if you just gave the seller $400,000 total to buy this house, mm-hmm. your money is gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. Okay? Now the seller has this money. It's up to the seller to decide what they're going to do with it. And they agreed through a contract that they would pay me.
Yeah.
And so why people are thinking that the buyer, so people are saying, well, it's the buyer who's the one that is bringing the money to the table. It's the buyer's money. It's the buyer's money. I don't care how you look at it. That's how it was. So maybe this is how this show is going to have to go, Mel. Part one is how it was, and then we have to get into what is happening.
I think that, okay, so you have the seller has a contract with the listing agent. If the seller was paying the buyer's agent, they would have a contract with them as well. But mm-hmm. they don't because they're not paying them.
Yep. Okay. So last Friday, NAR, the settlement came back up when Biden got back in. Yeah, we only have 5 minutes. When Biden got back in, for some reason or another, this thing raised its head. Biden is out there saying some things that are not accurate. And the National Association of Realtors has come out and said, thank you, Mr. Biden, for really, you know, having a love and concern for affordable housing. I sit on affordable housing for Pembroke. I appreciate that, too. And you know what? That is his mindset. This is not what's going to help that. First of all, transparency in compensation is important. And when they were worried about staring before, they should be more worried about it now. Mm-hmm. So now what they're saying is, so with this, the lawsuit, hold on, just give me 1 minute. This is all my MLS stuff. I want to get rid of that. The National Association of Realtors. So last Friday, first of all, they came out and they said that they do not set their commissions. I just wanted to make that clear. I have so much to say in so little time.
I know. We only have about 4 minutes left.
I know. So with the compensation, so they settled the lawsuit last week. And the lawsuit was, help me out here, Mel, with all my things. It was...
I don't know where you're going with it.
Yeah, the 4 point, what the most recent one was.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't know where you're at. I don't know where your mind's going.
Sharon, are you trying to remember the number of the amount of money?
Yes, please.
$418 million is what NAR settled for businesses, brokerages that are under $2 billion in revenue underneath that settlement. Everyone outside of that amount is not part of that settlement with NAR, and they're waiting for it to be agreed upon by the judge.
Yes. Okay, thank you. That was Rue from Orlando, by the way, if anyone's looking for a home in Orlando. So $418 million, right, Rue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So that's what the settlement is, okay? We're part of this in Massachusetts because we're part of the National Association of Realtors. That is really the reason why, okay? I've heard rumblings of, oh, I'm going to get, you know, part of my compensation back and all this other stuff. That is not true, okay? There's only one company. So some of the major companies have also settled because there were different lawsuits. So some of the bigger companies... And I really don't want to get into the names of them because I just don't think that's fair. But some of the bigger companies, and you can Google it and find out what those are. The changes that we're going to see and what's going to impact us is they are no longer going... This is NAR. They are no longer going to allow MLSs to put in what the buyer agent is being compensated. Okay? This does not mean that the seller still cannot... choose to compensate a buyer's agent. Okay, so just forget about that. Forget about everything you read in the New York Times. Okay, it does not mean that at all. The seller can still do that if they choose to. We will still be putting our listings into MLS. You had the right, you still have the right to negotiate how much you want to compensate buyer's agents if you want to. If you do not want to, that is your choice as well. Okay. A good listing agent is going to go through the pros and cons of doing that, okay? 1 minute left. I can't get it all in. So that's what's going to change. We're going to have to continue this on Tuesday. I am so upset that I don't have enough time.
Tuesday or next Saturday?
Well, we'll do it next Saturday.
Okay.
All right. So come back next Saturday. I'm going to see if Alyssa McNamara, if she has a guest next week, and maybe I can continue on for 2 hours. All right, so this was part one. You got the basics. You now know what a real estate agent is. You know what a realtor is. You know that there was a national lawsuit. You know that there was a settlement. You know that the New York Times is lying and a lot of these other national ones. If you want to talk to me personally, 781-294-4848. I am happy to dissect all of this with you. I hope that you can join us on Tuesday, 6:15. I might pipe in then. I'll definitely be back here next Saturday. Look for all of our open houses. Go to bostonconnect.com. I appreciate you. Tim, thank you so much. Facebook, have a great morning. To all my friends on Clubhouse, I love you. We'll talk more about this next week. Bye, everybody.
I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say...